Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Can the dead raise themselves? Can dead bones live? Can doubting Thomases believe? Can you, by your own reason and strength, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ or come to Him? Can dead hearts be willed into having faith? Can bone come to bone and join themselves together? Can they grow sinews and skin? Can they breathe life into themselves? Can 10 apostles huddled together in fear talk themselves out of being afraid? Can the dead raise themselves? No. Quasimodogenity, as newborn babies, crave pure spiritual milk. Seemingly even before American pastors thought to lament the precipitous decline from in attendance from Easter to the second Sunday of Easter, the church devised quasimodogenity as a call to the newly baptized, newly confirmed, newly initiated into the life of the church, as well as to those who have been through innumerable Easters, crave pure spiritual food. 8 days after their baptisms and confirmations, the new converts would hear this exhortation alongside the old-timers, the lifelongers, crave the pure spiritual milk of the Word of God, that by it you may mature into Christ. Thomases, full of doubt, crave the pure spiritual milk of the Word of Christ. Hear and believe. The Word dispels doubt. Disciples, locked away for fear of the world, crave the pure spiritual milk of the Word of Christ. His peace, His shalom, His forgiveness, which quells fears. Women, frightened by the absence of your Lord's body in the grave, startled when the prophecies come true, crave the pure spiritual milk of the Word of Christ. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the Word of Christ. Men on the road from Jerusalem to Emmaus, men hearing the word Christ speaks, but disbelieving for slowness and stubbornness of heart, not understanding because of the preconceptions you bring to the Word, men hearing but never submitting to the Word. Crave the pure spiritual milk of the Word of Christ. The Word opens hearts to receive faith, opens eyes to see and ears to hear. New Christians, struggling with the depth of the faith, crave the pure spiritual milk of the Word of Christ, that by it you may mature into Him who has given you this new life. You, born again in holy baptism shortly after your first birth, continue to crave the pure spiritual milk of the Word of Christ, that by it you may grow, continue to grow in faith and in knowledge. That which does not grow is not alive, is surely dead. The word of the Lord, then, came to the valley of dead, dry, sun-bleached bones. And at His word, bone joined to bone, tendons grew to hold them together, muscles fleshed them out, organs grew in the cavities, and skin packaged them together in recreated bodies. And then the Spirit of the Lord, the breath of the Lord, blew back into them. No wonder, then, the introit and the second Sunday of Easter exhorts you to crave the pure spiritual milk of the Word. The Word gives life. and there was an exceedingly great army. The word came to the fear-filled apostles, trapped in fear and dead in sin and disbelief. And the word himself spoke to them, "Peace to you." And dead bones rattled and came together and were covered with flesh and skin. Life came to the dead. And he breathed his Holy Spirit upon them as he delivered to them his word of forgiveness, peace. He who died a violent death to redeem these men from their sin, to deliver them from the decay of death, gives them by his spoken word his gift of life. His death on the cross just a day earlier was for them, just 3 days earlier was for them. His taking on human flesh 33 years earlier, his taking on human sin throughout his ministry is in order to give sinners worthy of death his righteousness and his life. Peace to you, life to you. And suddenly there was, where there once was only death, forgiveness. Where once there was only sin and death, life. There was hope where formerly there had been only fear. And there was an exceedingly great army, 10 men in all. Then the word came to dead, faithless, doubting Thomas. The word made flesh bade Thomas stick his unbelieving finger into the nail holes and shove his whole faithless hand into the spear wound. Quit unbelieving and believe. The word called Jesus showed himself to Thomas, the dead, Thomas the doubter, and with a word spoke faith into his unbelieving heart, spoke life into his dead bones. Then these 11 men went forth to bring the word of life to those dead in their sins. The word comes to you as well. In the midst of your fear, in the midst of your unbelief, in the midst of your despair over sin, the word himself comes to you. And through these men and their successors, he speaks the same word of life to you. Peace to you. Peace is delivered to you. The peace won through the violent death of Jesus on the cross is delivered to you in the peaceful waters of holy baptism. There, your dead bones rattled together and came to life, and the breath of the Holy Spirit was breathed into and upon you. The death and resurrection of Jesus became yours in the otherwise ordinary, placid, still waters of holy baptism. Do you not know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. And there was and is an exceedingly great army. The Word made flesh has sent these men who have sent their successors to speak this very same word to you. This is the word of forgiveness, the word of holy absolution, the word which brings bone to bone and gives life to those dead in their sins. Jesus wants so much to deliver to you, into your very ears, this word of forgiveness that on the day of his resurrection, he created this office to deliver the forgiveness of sins, the office of the ministry. This then is how you live in the forgiveness of your sins. There is the benefit of the crucifixion and resurrection of Jesus for you. So live, dry bones and doubting Thomases. Be forgiven, you denying Peters and despairing women. Do not disbelieve, but believe. God loves you and wants to give you life in the forgiveness of your sins. He created the office of the ministry for you, for your benefit. He is risen from the dead. He is risen and wants to give you life and resurrection. And there is, in the Lord's church, an exceedingly great army. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.